Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach Jackson breaks down the film of linebacker Jamie Collins' first sack as a Cleveland Brown. Rookie tight end Seth DeValve talks about the joy of his first NFL touchdown.
You know, I don't think I really realized, you know, what had happened until I got back on the sideline and was, you know, shaking everybody's hand. But it was cool.
Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden talks about the importance of Steeler Week. Dog Pound, and welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach here at Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, this past week you had the opportunity to kind of take some time away with, you know, kind of the Thursday night game, kind of an early mini bye week. Were you able to kind of get some perspective? Because when you're in the grind, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Was it nice to kind of get away and maybe refresh yourself a little bit?
It was nice, but it was also, you know, difficult too, because anytime you're in a stretch like this, you're trying to find every way you can to fix it. And I think we need to fix it, because I think our players are working extremely hard and we need to give them an opportunity to win a game.
Did this give you an opportunity to maybe do some self-scouting now that you kind of maybe had that time? And if so, what were kind of the key findings?
Well, I think it was more of a mini self-scout. And a lot of the things that are happening to our team are things that have been happening. So it's no secret what it is we need to do. You know, we've had some really good first halves, haven't been able to finish second halves. And we got to find a way to put a full game together.
Well, speaking of finishing, you've had that written in the end zones on the practice field. That is obviously the mantra for the final six games. First of all, where do you come up with the idea to write finish in the end zones? And how do you get these guys to finish?
Well, I think it's very important that we think through that. You know, one as a staff, one as a football team, because I think we start games really well. And sometimes when you get to the second half, you might think it's this, you might think it's that. I think at the end of the day, Nathan, I think we just got to play good Browns football. You know, we got to play better than what we have in the second half, because we've had our opportunities. We just got to finish it.
Sure, been ahead in 5 of the 10 games in the second half this year. When you say play good Browns football and looking back, what does that mean?
I think it still comes about down to the basic fundamentals. You know, you can't turn the ball over. You got to get turnovers from the other team. You got to convert third downs. You got to be able to run the ball. You got to be a team that is dynamic on offense to make enough plays, and you got to be a team that's dynamic on defense to make enough plays to give yourself a chance to win.
Now, one of the things that Sashi Brown's talked about this week was the culture change. And, you know, I've been in this building in years past when things weren't going well, and it didn't feel so good. Mm-hmm. This year, it still feels good. Talking to the players, they don't talk like guys who have the record that this team has. How do you kind of keep that positivity and collaboration going?
Well, I think that started way back when I first got here. I think we laid the right foundation that way. How we go through our work week, I think, is a part of that. And I think being honest with players and being upfront with players, I think, is the key to that as well. So I think that part we do well. I'll take a little bit of that talk behind the water cooler for a few wins, though, any day.
Absolutely. I'm sure that you would. Now, that is one thing that the guys say is, you know, because it comes off, obviously, you're very likable, very affable, mm-hmm. very charismatic, but they say you aren't hard on them at the same time. So mm-hmm. how do you kind of balance that? Because some guys see you as a father figure, but then also giving them that tough love.
Well, I appreciate that they feel that way, you know, but at the end of the day, we're not doing what I think we're very capable of doing, and we just got to find a way. Rather I got to turn into Superman, Aquaman, or Batman.
Do it.
I'll do whatever it is that's needed.
Now, one thing when you do look back at this season that has been a bright spot, I would say, is the linebacker play. Christian mm-hmm. Kirksey leading the NFL in tackles. Now you bring in Jamie Collins. How good can that duo be for you going forward?
Oh, they can be exceptionally good, but they got to continue to work at it, you know, work together, learn how to play off of each other. Jamie's playing a little bit more outside linebacker than inside linebacker, but I think hopefully as we move forward down the stretch that those guys get a chance to pair together.
Speaking of Collins, you've had him for 2 games now, 3 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, making some impactful plays. Let's go take a look at that first sack right here on the big board.
The Browns are showing blitz. Here they come. Flacco gets hit. He's going down. Back at midfield as the Browns blow through there and make the play, and it's Jamie Collins.
All right, Coach, here we are. It's first quarter, big third down here. You guys are going to bring the heat. But as we start to roll this, I want to focus on this gentleman right here and find out what's going on here when you decide, turn on the Jets, let's go. What's happening up there?
Well, I'm really trying to get a feel for what they're doing. And I seen one of their tackles who I thought was kind of sitting back a little bit. As you can see him kind of crouching down. And to me, that's an illegal movement, you
okay.
know. So, again, because we could jump off sides and all of a sudden they call it on us. And, again, I want to make sure the official knows what's going on.
Kirksey here moves a little bit early. Is that part of the design to make them worry about him going left?
Yes, it is, because when he starts to go, normally teams have to redirect their protection to make sure they account for him. And as you can see, that's what they're starting to do. The left guard ends up being part of the slide over there, and the back on the backside, which is really their tight end, he's responsible for the nickel. And then he sees the safety coming down to take him man-to-man, so he's not sure if he's coming or not, so it lets Jamie come real tight and make a tremendous football.
All right, let's look at it from the end zone view, because you can really see how it opens up here for Jamie Collins. You're going to have Kirksey move here. It opens up. And so with Ibrahim Campbell, is he blitzing if the guy doesn't come out? And if he does come out, is he in coverage on Pitta?
He's in coverage on Pitta. As you can see, he's going to what we call green dog, means if he starts to come out, he'll take him in coverage. And if all of a sudden the guy committed to the rush, and then, like you say, Ibrahim will keep coming. So here, as you can see, Pitta got kind of caught in between. He didn't know which one to take. And that really helped us in that situation.
I like that he's worried about the guy 5 yards down the
absolutely.
Field. How about the acceleration from Collins right there? Because you see him there. It looks like he shot out of a gun. And
oh,
then,
absolutely.
Not no, that we're going to feel bad for Joe Flacco, but bam!
He can go now, which is really good. He makes a tremendous play. And again, you want to tackle these quarterbacks up high to make sure they don't get a chance to start their arm and then complete the ball.
And there it is. We talked about earlier. 3 tackles for loss, 1 sack in 2 games with the Browns. Jamie Collins making an impact for you, Coach.
Thank you. He is.
Yes, he is. And we want to see more, but we'll give you more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, tight end Seth the Valve breaks down his touchdown in prime time against Baltimore, and Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden talks about the challenge of facing Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and Coach Seth the Valve got his first NFL touchdown on Thursday. And that mismatch tight end, that's something that's becoming a big factor in the NFL. Is that what you guys saw in him when you drafted him?
Oh, absolutely. I think his best football is ahead of him. He's got to stay healthy and stay on the field so that we can create these matchup nightmares that we've talked about for him.
I know he was very excited about that touchdown. He's going to break it down now with our Matt Wilhelm in the PNC Bank Play Breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I am here with Browns tight end Seth the Valve. Seth, congratulations on your first NFL touchdown. How did it feel?
You know, there's not much thinking going on while it's happening. It was great to get in the end zone. It was great to celebrate, you know, with my teammates and go up 7-3 at the time. You know, I don't think I really realized, you know, what had happened until I got back on the sideline and was, you know, shaking everybody's hand. But it was cool.
It had to be cool. And for it to happen on primetime, and that was before we dive into the actual play, what was it like just knowing on a Thursday night, all the other, you know, what, 29 other teams, 30 other teams are at home watching you play on Thursday night in prime time.
You know, one of the things I realized after the fact was, wow, you know, that my first touchdown came on a pretty big night.
Yeah.
You know.
So let's now dive into the play. So it's first down, but you're down in the red zone. You get the look that you wanted. You had to for Cody Kessler to go to you so decisively. Just walk me through the whole play. You're attached to the formation.
Yeah.
I think you're in one-on-one man. Walk us through it.
Yeah. I mean, that play is a 4-vertical concept, except we, instead of bringing our 4th vertical out, we had Gary running a shallow across the formation. So, you know, if somebody follows him, that area on the side of the field where I'm going can be, you know, there can be nobody there. You know, the thing with that route is, you know, navigating through the linebackers and the down safety. And that can always be different, you know, every time.
Sure.
And so, I just popped through free. Cody reads the middle safety and kind of throws opposite. And, you know, he laid it up, was a great ball, and came down with it.
Kessler on the snap. He's got it. He's back. He's looking. He's firing. Wide open to Valve. He caught it. Touchdown. Seth the Valve, the rookie from Princeton.
How fulfilling is it for you, for a guy that missed a lot of training camp? You know, you were inactive a bunch of the season, just struggling with that hamstring and multiple other injuries, to finally get healthy, to score that touchdown, and what it means to actually put your team ahead in that football game as well early.
Yeah, it's great to contribute. You know, my goal is to be a big role on the team, and, you know, I'm happy to be contributing, and I hope to contribute as much as I possibly can. And, you know, that involves me taking advantage of the opportunities when they come. You know, it's great to be healthy and playing football. That's what I love to do. It sucks being injured.
Sure.
But it happens as part of the job. You fight through it and you get back out there.
Sure. The one thing that was exciting when you were first drafted by the Cleveland Browns was Hugh Jackson's creativity as an offense. And for you, kind of not knowing you're not really a tight end, you know, but yet you played wide receiver at Princeton, where are you going to fit in?
Yeah, it's funny. I started out my college career as a wide receiver and then gained a lot of weight, and I'm kind of a big wide receiver now playing tight end, and right. I'm loving that transition. Coach Jackson caters his offense to who he's got, and what he does really, really well is he puts guys in positions to be successful. You know, he utilizes what I do well, the mismatches that I create in, you know, the situations that he finds on film, and he puts me in a position to make a big play. You know, all I got to do is go out there and make it happen.
Well, congratulations on the first career touchdown, and good luck against the Steelers.
Thank you.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, Seth obviously missed some time with injuries, but to come in and have his first touchdown be against a guy the caliber of Eric Weddle, does that mean we're going to see more of Seth the Valve over these final six games?
Oh, we will. There's no question. I mean, he's a guy that has potential to make plays for us. You know, he's has the ability to run. I think he's tough. I think he's going to grow each and every week the more he plays.
From a rookie, we're going to hear from a veteran when we come back on the Hugh Jackson Show. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Joe Hayden talks about the impact of becoming a father and sets his sights on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And our fans look at this like, you know, it's the Browns basically championship.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Skur alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach Joe Hayden, guy missed some time with injury the last 2 weeks. Tough matchups. Dez Bryant, Mike Wallace really did a good job against both of them. How do you see him performing thus far?
I think he's battling. You know, obviously he's had some injuries, and I really appreciate him being out there. It's been tough, but he's out there every week trying to give it everything he has, made some plays in this last game, and he needs to continue to just keep working at it.
Hayden, certainly one of the leaders on defense, and our Matt Wilhelm caught up with him in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I'm here with Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden. And Joe, it is Steelers Week. And what does Steelers Week mean to you, having been here as long as you have been with the Cleveland Browns?
You know, it's the Browns basically championship. And our fans look at this like, you know, no matter how our season's been going up to this point, you know, just beating the Steelers is really big for them. It's a division opponent that they just can't stand. So I've grown to learn the hatred that our fans have for them.
Sure. And they, of course, have Big Ben at quarterback and Antonio Brown, one of the best wide receivers in the game. And just talk about how you growing into the role of challenging yourself to cover the best wide receiver for whatever team it is we're playing. But this week it's going to be Antonio Brown and the challenges that he'll bring.
He brings a lot of challenges. He's really fast, super crafty. He's able to really quick with the ball in his hands. And at the same time, having Big Ben as your quarterback that's able to extend plays and throw people off of him, makes it a lot harder to just, you can't really cover his first route because he's going to scramble drill. They're the best job at doing scramble drill.
I know we're 10 weeks in now, but being voted a captain, what can you show such a young football team based around what you put into the game that you love?
Just show them how much it means to me. Show them that I really, really care about this and just not taking any shortcuts.
Empty backfield, Flacco by himself in the shotgun. Takes the snap, straight in the pocket, pulls it up. Now he's running out. He got out of a would-be sack, throws end zone, that's picked off! Get him in the end zone. Joe Hayden's third pick of the year. All of them against Flacco.
Thursday night, you unfortunately lost to the Ravens, but it gave you guys an opportunity to get away from football. I know that's something that Hugh did personally, that he gave you guys the weekend. Just really, what was the weekend like for you to get out of football? Did you watch any football? And to come back in really hungry to finish this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I just hung out with my newborn, with my wife, hung out with them. I didn't really go anywhere, and I watched football. That's how I watched football the whole weekend.
And what's the one thing that your baby's doing right now that brings the biggest smile to your face?
Oh, he's smiling now, and I think he laughed probably about 3-4 times. So, you know, each laugh, we like, oh my God, he's laughing. So, you know, the smiles are just everything. If when he smiles, he just melts me and my wife. And then if he laughs, it's the same. So just smiling and laughing, those are the two new things that we got.
November 15th, you know, Tackle My Ride finally aired on NFL Network. He was more excited to see you than he was to have his life changed with that vehicle and being able to drive that.
Oh, baby.
And that's just got to feel great that you become, you know, a face of this franchise through thick and thin, that people still love and respect you and the Brown and Orange.
Oh, it was amazing, man. Especially just him being a big Browns fan. The thing that killed me the most was just his reaction when he saw me, you know, just being able to know that I really still had that impact on people. It just makes me want to go out there and play even harder, because, you know, sometimes it can get to you not winning and, you know, the backlash that you get from stuff like that. But just having legit, genuine fans that really love you for who you are, knowing that you're putting your best foot forward out there, it's very, very touching.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff, and good luck against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Thanks a lot, man.
You got it.
Coach, Joe obviously knows how important Steeler Week is, a big matchup when a guy like Antonio Brown comes to town. How do you plan to deal with him? Does Joe shadow him everywhere? Do you try to double him? How do you deal with a guy like Antonio?
I think you do a little bit of everything, but Joe will chase him around. We'll probably have to put about three or four guys on Antonio Brown because he's that good. I mean, he's one of the best players in all the National Football League, and we respect that. But at the same time, we got to do a great job of slowing him down, but also slowing down their offensive unit.
And we will find out more about this game when we return as we preview the Browns and the Steelers next on The Hugh Jackson Show. Coming up on The Hugh Jackson Show, Coach Jackson talks about Steeler Week and gives his keys to victory on Sunday. Welcome back to The Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, time now for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview for the Browns and the Steelers. Let's start at the quarterback position. We all know what happened last week. You talked about it ad nauseum. Cody Kessler, your starter this week. Is he on a short leash? Is that something that could happen again, or is the plan to just roll with him on Sunday?
No, the plan is always to roll with a quarterback until you see something that's not working the way you want it to. And so I don't want to all of a sudden say something, and all of a sudden if I change it out, then everybody
sure
goes, what happened? I think the most important thing is for me to give our team the best chance to win. And Cody is obviously a huge part of that. You know, he'll walk out there first against Pittsburgh. But there is a performance level that we want to have and that we need to have to give ourselves the best opportunity to win.
Players have said that he's had a great week of practice. How impressed are you with his resilience coming off of what I'm sure had to be a difficult situation for him last week?
I'm very. But I think we make more of this than what it is. I don't think it was difficult for him. I don't think any player likes to be taken out of the game. But I think when players are not as performing as well as they can, I think they understand more so than not.
All right, Coach, it's the Steelers. You've coached against the Steelers many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to do against this team? Because it's such a good offense. Roethlisberger, Bell, we talked about Antonio Brown last segment. How do you slow these guys down when they have the football?
Well, you just said it. You got to slow them down. You know, obviously, they have so many playmakers. You know, you start with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, the quarterback, who's as good as anybody in football. Offensive line is playing well. So we have to play really, really good team defensive football and make sure we know where those stars are every play. And then on offense, we got to do a great job of possession the ball so that we don't put their offense out there enough times so that they can go make those plays. So it's going to be a team effort. Special teams, offense, defense, we got to play the best we've played all year.
Le'Veon Bell, not only can he run the ball, he missed three games. He's still their second leading receiver this year as well. How do you keep up with a guy who can hurt you so many ways out of the backfield?
Well, you said it. I mean, again, he's another guy who can make dynamic plays for them. So we got to know where he is at all times, and we got to know where Antonio Brown is at all times because they kind of feed off of each other. And so if one's not going, normally the other one is. So we got to slow them both down at the same time.
Why is Ben so darn good?
Because he's so competitive. You know, he's a guy who likes to win. I think he is a tremendous quarterback, and I think he has passion and desire and determination, and I think it's what's made his career what it is.
I know I ask you every week, but what are the keys to victory against this team this Sunday?
You know, it won't change. You know, we got to limit their playmakers on offense. You know, you got to make sure that Antonio Brown is not having a big day, Le'Veon Bell is not having a big day, and that we take the ball away from Ben. I think on offense, we have to run the ball. We got to continue to take our shots when we have opportunities. And then we got to make those plays when they're there.
All right, Coach, it should be rocking at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. Good luck against the Steelers.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, thanks for being with us here on another edition of The Hugh Jackson Show. And let's go Browns.